found objects, traditional instruments, computer-generated material. They're all part of an orchestra of sounds American composer Skip Shirey taps into for his creations. Arrived in New Zealand with his touring circus cabaret production Limbo that he's taking to the Hawke's Bay and Tauranga Arts Festivals. His CV is a fascinating read. As well as live shows, he's written for film, he has several albums to his name, he's a past United States Artist Fellow, and he once led the band at a birthday party for Madonna. Welcome to New Zealand, Skip.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
I've listened to that music a few times now. What are some of the instruments that you've used for this?
For the song we just heard, or
yeah.
For Limbo, the show?
For the song we just heard.
What's that?
Yeah, for the song we just heard.
Oh, for the song we just heard, well, we have a sousaphone player, we have a human beatboxer, we have an old drum machine, and we have what I call mutant harmonicas, or bullhorn harmonicas, which are harmonicas in odd keys stacked one on top of each other, going through electronics that deepen the tone and distort it and make it sound extra funky.
I just love the sounds that you gather. And I was looking at the list. You've got found instruments. What are some of the found instruments that you work with?
I work with a lot of kind of classic sound effects instruments, like the Acme siren whistle that you might hear in a cartoon. But I play like a DJ might play it. And so I'm taking a lot of traditional, like, Foley instruments that they might have used for cartoons or silent films, sending them through electronics and manipulating them so they kind of nod at modern sounds but retain the fun of classic sounds also.
That was fantastic, by the way. I loved that. You also use, I see, rare modified instruments. What are they?
I'll take like penny whistles, for instance, and strap them all together, and so I can play like three tones at once, and then, you know, send it through pitch shifters that deepen the tone and electronics. So suddenly I'm standing there with three penny whistles gaff taped together, but all of a sudden this huge giant orchestral sound comes out of them.
You just have the most fun with this script, don't you?
I do have a lot of fun, yeah.
So I can see why a circus is a perfect kind of backdrop for your music. So what are the instruments you're using for Limbo?
And Limbo, I have a table full of instruments, slide whistles, bells. I have a resophonic guitar. Mick Stewart, who is an Australian, has his traditional drum kit, but also has this fantastic instrument called the palimba that I love. It's something I wish I had invented. It's 15 kalimbas that he built himself, including cutting the spring wire for each one with humbucker guitar pickups, and it just makes this fantastic sound. We also have Andrew, who's playing sousaphone and trumpet and bass, and then me surrounded by all my crazy toys.
Wherever you go around the world, do you listen for sounds? I mean, I just wonder while you're here in New Zealand, your ears are going to be working, maybe listening to some of our Māori Pacific Island instruments particularly that you might not have heard before.
Even this morning at, I think, 5 a.m., I turned off the heater in the cottage we're staying in, opened the doors, and woke up my wife because this incredible orchestra of bird sounds, like I had never heard before, was playing. She said she woke up from sleep with our new baby, and this incredibly beautiful sound came in to the cottage, and it crescendoed. You know, so already I'm amazed by the sounds I've heard.
What's a Skippenspiel?
A Skippenspiel is I don't have one with me in the studio now, but it's one of those bike bells that goes brrrp, and it's a long candlestick filled with bike bells of different tones, and the writer Neil Gaiman, who wrote the Sandman comics and American Gods, and his wife Amanda Palmer, They made it for me for my birthday while I was on tour with her one year. And so it's this kind of candlestick filled with different bike bells that I've used quite a bit.
That's kind of perfect for you, isn't it? Having an instrument named after you.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. I've used it on a lot of recordings. It's nice when friends know you so well that they can give you things that you actually use.
Limbo, I'll come back to Limbo because, again, this is a perfect kind of production, but I've seen it described as dirty and dangerous stuff here, you know, talking about a sinister netherworld. Is this what you're helping to create with your live band soundscape, accompanying the performers who are doing that amazing kind of circus contortionist work?
Yep. The music acts as a bridge in any kind of physical production, in circus or dance or even puppetry and theater, music acts as a subconscious bridge to hopefully bring the audience into the bodies of the performers. So when the performer leaps from the top of the tent and falls towards the floor of the tent, you feel that. Like music in film too, like that's the secret of all good film, like the sound score, the sound effects, and the music blend together with the action to make everything, even though you're sitting in your seat, to make everything feel visceral and extra real.
You've been in the studio too, but I just get the sense with the kind of music you create, Skip, that maybe you're happiest in live performance, and particularly in circus-related work, the intake of the breath of a crowd.
Yes, I love circus, and I particularly love Spiegel tents. We went to the tent today. There's no other venue I love more than a Spiegel tent, and I've never been in a show better than Limbo. Like, it's been an honor to be in this show. It's been an incredible experience and continues to be an incredible experience, and my music works with circus exceedingly well.
I mentioned Madonna's birthday party.
Quickly,
was that a memorable evening?
That was pretty amazing. She loves the show Limbo. She came to it twice in London. She came to the show. She chatted with us after the show, really, really cool. And then I was back in New York, and Scott Maidman, who's the director of Limbo, called me up and says, "Hey, Madonna's having a birthday party, and we need a band. Do you want to come and do it?" So I was like, "Yes, I want to play Madonna's birthday party." So we went out to her house in the Hamptons, and they had set up a big tent in the field, and I got a band together, and we had a little circus for Madonna.
Goodness me. At the same time that you're working on Limbo and you've got your new baby, congratulations, Skip, on that too.
Thank you.
You're working on a new musical by Craig Harwood.
Yeah, so it's called God Make Me Sexy, and it's I wanted to write a musical where all the songs were as good as, an attempt to be as good as like a Queen album, where all the songs were actually not just good for a musical, but actually just good songs, so something you would put on. So as I was touring with Limbo, Craig met me twice in London and once in Australia, and so the entire story of Limbo, there's been sort of this shadow story of me writing this musical, and we finally finished the album for the musical. We actually made a full album, and just listened to the masters, so we're going to be releasing that soon.
Skip, thank you so much. Enjoy your time in Aotearoa. We welcome you here. Limbo is on at Hawke's Bay Festival from Tuesday, then heads to the Tauranga Festival from the 25th of this month.